God's above all abundance. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, to all generations for ever and for ever. Amen. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. God revealed to all his children the above all abundance and riches of his grace. Paul prayed that we'd realize God's above all abundance and his gracious riches. And we are to appropriate the riches of his grace and his above all abundance. And how we love to read these words and try to imagine his above all abundance. But do we honestly accept these words as fact, or view them as a lovely fantasy? Do we assume that this may be true for godly saints, but can it be meant for me? Do we look at our lives and say this is an impossible dream that can only be a joke? When we view God's truth as fanciful, it is exhibiting distrust in his holy word. When we dismiss Scripture as a pipe dream, we're not trusting his precious promise. More often than not, this is because we are looking within for power in our lives. Time and again, we turn to other people to be our strength, our support, and our supply. But God promises to provide all our needs according to the riches of his grace, and he will wait for us to realize that he alone is our above all abundant God. Never forget that God is able. He is able to do abundantly above all we imagine. God's mighty power raised Christ from the dead and put new life into his children. His great strength placed us into Christ and incorporated us into his own body. Is he not able to address the difficulties and distresses in life that you are facing? Of course he is. He is the overabundant, all-powerful creator of the whole universe. He is the one who raised us up and seated us together with Christ in heavenly places. He is the one who is able to do overabundantly more than we can ask or even think. And his overabundance towards us is according to the power that is working within us. That power at work in us is the Spirit of God, who is conforming us to be like Jesus. It is the indwelling Spirit, who is God's own pledge, guaranteeing his word is true. Can we not trust our Saviour's word, who died an ignominious death for love of us? Can we not believe that the above all abundance and riches of his grace is true? When Jesus lived on earth, he could not do many mighty works in his hometown. His power was limited by unbelief, because the people didn't believe who he was. The people didn't believe what he said. The people didn't believe his word. It is not more faith that taps into the above all abundance and riches of his grace. It is not faith in faith, wishing you had more faith. God's power is not in faith. It is believing the word of God to be true. It is trusting God. It is faith in him. Let us take God at his word. Let us believe in the rich resources of our reliable Father. Let us trust him to supply us with the above all abundance and riches of his grace. For in Ephesians 3, verses 20 to 21, we read, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly, beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, for ever and ever. Amen." and Amen.